And good morning. It is 8:48 now at WFIR. Time for Ask the Expert. Let me bring in my guest today, Don Wilson with Evergreen Memorial Trust. Good morning, Don. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Joey.
Hey, good to talk to you, Don. And as we get started this morning, I want to talk a little bit about community involvement that Evergreen and the staff are known for and that make you very good corporate citizens, Don. Evergreen does provide a needy service to our community, Don, with burial and memorialization, but you also provide community service in the community. Tell our listeners about that, Don, if you would.
Right. Well, you know, we're good corporate citizens. We see the value in community involvement, and our staff and organization and company are involved in lots of different organizations, not just our churches and veterans organizations, but we support the Blue Ridge Land Conservancy, which we think is a very important, plays a very important role. We're involved with the League of Older Americans. We deliver Meals on Wheels to needy citizens in the area. So, you know, our community involvement, you know, far-reaching, even into supporting Trees Roanoke, the Tree Stewards Program. You know, Evergreen has a tree tour that we conduct in April, and that just goes nice hand-in-hand with the work that the Tree Stewards and Trees Roanoke provide. You know, we're members of the Lions Club and the History Museum.
Mm-hmm.
You know, history is important to our company, being cemetery and the history that we have at our burial parks. So we're active with the History Museum, and we have a walking tour coming up on Sunday, October 11th at Evergreen.
Speaking with Don Wilson at Evergreen Memorial Trust this morning on Ask the Expert, we're talking about the community service Evergreen is involved in. And Don, Evergreen Memorial Trust also provided support to the new Kiwanis Centennial Playground. Tell us about that project, if you would.
Yeah, we sure were. I'm a Kiwanian in the Roanoke Kiwanis Club, and we just completed and dedicated this past Sunday a $400,000 playground over by the new Melrose Library branch near the Goodwill. It was a great project that the club put together for our centennial, and it benefits the community over there. There were only two swings for 1,000 children in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And the community and the club and the city came together to support this new playground. We couldn't be prouder of the Kiwanis Centennial Playground.
Wonderful. And speaking with Don Wilson here to Evergreen Memorial Trust and talking about the community service and the community involvement Evergreen is taken under. Now, Don, before I let you go today, if a family is thinking about memorialization for a loved one at Evergreen, you have a planning guide. Could you tell our listeners about that?
Yeah, our planning guide is a helpful and handy booklet that we give free of charge. And it has pages where you can complete and put in information that's vital and important to those that you leave behind. It's important to make these decisions ahead of time, and we're 100% behind that. And you can call any of our offices at 342-2593 or find us on the web at evergreenmemorialtrust.com and request your free planning guide.
That's evergreenmemorialtrust.com. And Don Wilson with Evergreen, always nice to talk to you, my friend, and we'll chat again here in a couple of weeks. Take care.
Always good, Joey. Thank you.
This has been Ask the Expert this morning, WFIR.